Blog Talk Radio.
Call me Little Bo Beef, I'm out here shining. For the lost sheep, I'm out here grinding. I ain't talking cheese, I'm out here mining. Looking for diamonds, kingdom business I'm mining. Trying to wake you up from the lullaby rhyming. Never can't touch this heat, pantomime it. He is a liar, so said the lion Judah. Shelter in my protector, running to him be faster than a puma. Holy is a wave, repping the ancient of days. Christ is a big cool home.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Or on the East Coast, how they call it, Shalawam. Hey, shalom, brothers and sisters, man. Welcome. Thank you, everybody, for coming out and joining me for another episode of Bible Talk Radio or Basic Breakdowns with Bottom Vine. I'm your host, Bottom Vine. Today I'm going to be kind of rolling solo a little bit. That's Kabbalah reading for me. It's got a little getting. But apologize for the brief delay. I had to let my phone charge, man. I thought I had it on the, the charger, but it wasn't charging. It's still messing up on me a little bit, but I think we're going to get through it. Definitely, man. Wow. You know, you got to see a lot going on. This week, a lot going on in the world. A lot going on in the world, man, from the storms in Dubai to the bombings going on overseas now, you know what I'm saying, Israel and Iran, or that war, man. So listen, there's a lot going on in the world today, you know. To me, this is not the time to mess with your salvation. This is what the scriptures in Romans chapter 13 says. Our salvation is nearer than we believe. We're going to go there real quick. Romans chapter 13. And I'm jumping into it. I'm not going to say it's scary what's going on in the world, but it's exciting at the same point. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is watching these prophecies unfold, and I think everybody in Israel feel the same. It's like it's a powerful thing to watch all the prophecies unfold that are going on in the world today. You know what I'm saying? And then coming to the other side, you're looking and say, okay, and you're watching this prophecy unfold, you're watching things happen, and you're like, this is where we're seeing the Most High allow these spirits, these angels to let these spirits of destruction hit these places and the things that are going on. And then you start looking at how the Father, this is your phone. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll listen to a delay when it came in the room. But the point I guess I'm making is that in looking at everything that's going on, this is our time to stay strong in the wisdom of the Father. I'm going to read this real quick. This is Romans chapter 13. I'm starting at verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we would believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. And, oh, man, we see it. We see day to day that this is at hand. Dubai just had a storm. They never hit them. They're shocked. Yeah. There was a storm in Dubai. And then there's Israel just retaliated back on Iran. So we look to these places, and you know what we tell ourselves? What does this have to do with my day-to-day activity? Because if my day still was the same, I still went to work, I still did whatever I was doing. But a lot of people in those places, they were just going to work. They didn't sit and think that anything was going to be different today when it was different for that day. So that knowing the time that it's high time to wake out of sleep, it says, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Yahweh Shai, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. This is a time I'm not going to be focused on the things that I don't have. This is the time that I'm supposed to be focused on what I can do to make sure that I'm pleasing Christ. I'm pleasing Yahweh Shai, so when they come back, I can be saved. See, this is what we have to start looking at. This is the mindset we have to get into now. I can keep focusing on paying my bills, and don't get me wrong, this has nothing to do. I'm not going to never tell nobody, oh, don't pay your bills. If that's all you heard, and that's all you wanted to hear. This is about focusing. This is about, what I'm reading is about prioritizing what is important. So through my day, what should I be focused on? I have to understand that all the negative that I still operate with and the things that are, and the denial that I live in, I got to wake up from that. I got to wake up from it. There's too many things happening around and us today that if I'm in denial to, and I'm expecting the same type of life that I've been living this whole time, to just stay the same, this is changing. If you're not opening your eyes to one thing, the world is changing. Things are completely different than they were before. So it's for us to start getting to the point where we're looking at prioritizing what is important, what's supposed to be my focus, what's supposed to be my focus, what's supposed to be the thing that I'm going to say, hey, you know what, Father, this is what I'm doing for you because your kingdom is coming. If your kingdom's coming, oh, man, if your kingdom is coming, what is it that I need to do? I'm going to go there real quick. I'm going to read this. We don't go to Romans chapter 14 real fast, right? Okay, Romans chapter 14. I'm going to have Kyle read that. Romans chapter 14 and verse 15, right? Let me, I got my headphones on. Romans chapter 14, verse 15, it says, but if any brother be grieved with by me, now walketh thou not, it says, now walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with by me, for whom Christ died. That's the, I'm sorry, here's what I wanted. I want verse 16. It says, let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of the Most High is not in meat or drink, but righteousness. And we understand that the kingdom that's coming is not what we have or what we've accomplished or how much money in our bank account or what type of food you eating or where you living. The kingdom of the Most High is going to be gauged in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. It says, for he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable of the Most High and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. So as I'm reading this, I'm looking at, man, the one cursed, I think, we're on this rat race chasing, trying to have what this person has. We're trying to find our place in this world and trying to live better in this world. The Father's like, man, you chase the wrong thing. My kingdom ain't in what you have or what you eat or how you living or how you dressing. My kingdom is in righteousness. My kingdom is going to be based, it's going to be in peace. Joy of the Holy Spirit. Unity. Brotherhood. Listen, it's going to be based on relationships. It's going to be based on, you know, the joy and the relationship we have with each other. That's what's going to be important to the Father. Not what we're wearing, or how we eat, or how we're living. It ain't going to matter to him. It says, but he that in these things serveth Christ is accepted to the is acceptable to the Most High and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things therewith one may edify another. For meat destroyeth not the work of the Most High. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. The Most High look at, these are not the time to be offending each other. This is the time that we're supposed to try to unify. Our enemy, what I told him brother this yesterday, man. What's up, brother out of Georgia, Atlanta? And a shout out to the brothers, Crawford and the brothers that is in Atlanta, man, that we end up rapping to, but I told the brothers, they're like, man, we're in this troop, and we're competing. Stop. We end up competing with each other so bad now. I got something. I got a hookup. I ain't going to share with you because I'm not trying to get you to outshine me. We almost act like all of these things are in the world now, like it's all. Right. Like we meet a cat on the job. A brother, you're overboard. You go to return something. You go to return something, try to get your money back. You go to Home Depot and try to return something. And the dude at Home Depot like, well, do you have an ID? Like, brother, I ain't got no ID, man. Well, we can't return it. You're like, damn, B, you act like you own Home Depot, man. Instead of helping me out, just returning it, you going overboard just to make life difficult for me. So the point I'm making is that in the world, we do the same thing, man. We're not even looking and saying, if we know times are getting harder, how are we helping each other? This ain't the time to be more focused on the being separated, being divided as a body of Israel, as a body of Israel, or the body of Christ, all serving the same Lord, all looking for the same kingdom, but we ain't at peace with one another because that's what the kingdom is in. The kingdom Most High is not in meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is really based on brothers and sisters that can come together and have joy in the fact that we are serving the Most High, that our kingdom is coming. We should be more unified today, more than ever, watching all these things start to unfold. We should be more unified. This is the time we're reaching out to each other. Hey, man, y'all good. Stay close. So stay connected. Shit, this is not the time we should be what group you with. I don't care. Stay close. Let's stay connected. I need to look out for you like you're looking out for me. Now, I wanted to go here because I wanted to go and show one thing. Our curse, when it comes to Israel, our curse is our rebellion. Is that we in this truth, but we're not working on, we're not continuing to work on our spirit. It's the time now. You know, you go to Romans or Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 1, all right? Our curse now is the fact that we're not working on, we're not understanding that we're the people that have turned from the Father and that we need to be working to get back right with the Father. And we're forgetting that. We're getting through day and day, doing the bare minimum, and watching this thing happen, watching things unfold, but we still go through day to day, and we're not like, hey, this, we're not amping up the work. We're not amping up working on the things in my spirit that I have to work on. So the point that I went through this class was, I wanted to be able to show, when it talks about our rebellion, I have to understand how I'm rebelling against the Most High. What is it that the Father was expecting me to continue working on that I've lost track or I've lost sight of what I'm supposed to be working on, and I'm more focused on other things? So I'm going to start here in Isaiah chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 2, right? And when you read, I'm just going to take it off the speaker, okay? Hold on one second, you guys. Okay. Isaiah chapter 1, what did I say, verse 2? Yeah.
Isaiah 1, verse 2.
You read, speak up just a little bit.
Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Most High hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
Mm-hmm.
The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider.
So they haven't considered how they have rebelled against the Father. They're not stopping to look at what is it I'm doing that I am rebelling against the Father. But let me get there with you, okay? Let's say Isaiah. All right, cool. Read on.
Verse 4. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity,
uh-huh.
A seed of evildoers.
Go ahead.
Children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Most High. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards.
So the reason I'm reading this, and starting here is because the thing we have to understand, we got to talk about that sect, is what is it that's in me? What sin is in me that I have not gotten rid of? What is I'm covered with? And the Father see me every day. Remember, the Most High says the Spirit. And they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the thing that, to worship the Father, you have to keep working on your spirit. You have to keep cleaning up your spirit. Because what's happening is a person with a defiled spirit is only passing that down. You have a defiled spirit, so the one thing that you're doing is you're defiling other spirits around you because you're not working on cleaning up your defiled spirit. For example, person don't study. If I don't make a routine of reading the Bible and studying, what happens to everybody around me? They don't study, really. They don't study because, you know, they think like you think. They think that that's something that's not important. Or as a person that eats unhealthy. If I eat unhealthy, what do you think everyone else around me is going to do? They're going to eat the way I eat because they think that that is the right example. So that has been the nature of our people. First, when you think you're entertaining, when the tattoos got big, everybody's like, man, that's a sign of financial wealth to have tattoos. Not everybody out there getting tattoos. So whatever negative is in this person, all we do is pass that on. We teach the next generation to be just as negative. We pass these things on rather than healing it in ourselves so that we present the right type of example for the ones that are around us. So the Most High show them one thing. This is how we look as a nation. This is how we look in the eyes of the Father. We look like that nation that's laden with iniquity. And the Most High, he said we have provoked him to anger. The Most High is now cursing us because we haven't changed. And what the scary thing about it is, too, this is how I'm looking at. We're looking at all of the things going on around us. And I'm going to say this. And I'm not playing, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. We look at all of the things that happen around us. And where we at? We're still sitting there in the ghettos and slums. We're still sitting in a position where, as a people, we're the most unprotected. Where's our Goshen at? And I'm not going to play in this game like, well, if we go to Africa, we'll be safe. If we go down to South America, we'll be safe. If we get out of America, we'll be safe. When you go back to Exodus and you read the story of Goshen, and you read, it was a place where the Most High truly, as a nation, had all that wanted to serve him go, and he protected. Look at us now, bro. We think that our answer is in the dollar. So as much as my dollar can buy, I'll go to Africa because my dollar stretches further. I'll go to Brazil because my dollar stretches further. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on nobody that's in Africa. Nobody that's in the DR. Nobody is in the Puerto Rico, Mexico. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not doing that at all. What I'm showing is that the focus of what we're supposed to be doing now needs to increase as a nation, not as an individual. I go on Facebook all day long and see individuals that have moved. They may have moved for all the right reasons. They may have moved to them where I was living. I just couldn't make it. Hell, I would move for that reason. It's just as rough for my family to eat. I don't want to pay $2,000 a month for an apartment. It just don't make no sense. I don't want to pay $6 for bread. $5 for eggs. Walk out the grocery store, you paid $100, and you got 15 items in your cart. Because that's what it feels like right now. Utilities, everything else so high. Gas, high, everything. So you work every day just trying to keep up. I don't want to live like that. I move out the country also. For that reason. But what I'm looking at is every day we live in a world where it has us focused on just trying to survive, just trying to make sure that we can make ends meet. We live under the curses, but there's something that the Most High wants from us that he's wanted all this time, and we're not making that the priority. We can put the numbers together, brothers and sisters. It's not going to make a difference. It ain't going to make our conditions change. All of the numbers and the money and the outfits we putting on to everything else is not changing our condition. You're still at the bottom. Man, you know what's crazy? The world show you at the bottom all day long. You have bombings that are going on in Israel. You can have college campuses that have people going to the board, going to the government, talking about the treatment of the Jews, the treatment of the Palestinians. And nobody said nothing about the treatment of the so-called Negroes, the Mexicans, or Negroes, West Indians, the Mexicans, Puerto Rican. Ain't nobody speaking up for us on nothing. Provisions being made in those countries. Ain't no chief in Haiti. Wasn't no provisions made for Haiti. This nigga made a song. That's about it. That's about as deep as the help went to Haiti. How do I know that? You got people that got so tired of what they're going through. When you get on a door or a group of doors put together and get on the ocean just to get out of a place, what conditions are you living in that would make you do something that way? Or to the point you finally got so fed up, you just took over the country. You done every American that's in that place is a live-in hostage now. And the government ain't going to get them. They got private contractors being paid to go in and try to sneak these people out. You look at the border, you're like, man, what are these people running from? How rough is it there that you walk to Texas? Coming from whatever country you in? You know how far that is? So I'm reading all these things, and I'm like, we're stopping and not looking at one thing and not looking at the fact that we are, these curses are a sign to let us know that there's something, there's still more work that we have to do as a nation to get right with the Most High, because Christ is on his way back. We ain't finished. So I'm going to read that again, Isaiah chapter 1, and we're going to go back and read verse 2, and I want you to, where's you at? You stopped at 4, right? Yeah, so I want you to jump down to verse 5. Read verse 5 now, okay? Isaiah chapter 1, and I want you to read verse 5.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 5. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint.
You have to understand, as a nation, the Most High, this is how the Father is looking at us. He said, man, there's something wrong with y'all. You don't see all this happening, and you ain't changing. You ain't afraid. You still trying to vote. You still trying to trade stocks and buy Bitcoin. You still trying to go to school to get a degree so that you can get a better job. In everything, I am not knocking what we're doing. What I'm saying is that we're looking at life, and we think that nothing's going to change. But I need to focus on the things that I'm working on, because I'm preparing for a future. What I'm explaining is that as you look at things going on, the dynamic of our future is drastically about to change.
We're not knocking anything anyone's doing. It's not, I mean, it's not that it's right what they're doing, but it's also not wrong. Is it just you're looking for where we start including God in our life or something?
What I'm looking at is, as things are happening, and I'm glad what Kyle was saying, what his question is asking is, if we're not knocking.
Hold on. You keep saying, I'm not knocking anything anyone's doing. Wrong to get a college degree. It's just not what's going to save you. It's not that you're
right.
Saying it's wrong that to get Bitcoin, or it's wrong to work a job, or it's wrong to move to Africa or Dubai or whatever you're talking about. It's just that's not going to save you. So is it that it's not wrong to these things? And if it's not wrong, it means go to work, do your jobs, do what you have to do, but are you saying basically people need to start trying to figure out where do I include your Howard Schultz?
Right. You know what I'm making in this thing? The point I'm making in this is, I'm glad the cop asked that. The point that I'm making is, if the sickness in me, if there's something that's in me, and the Most High is looking at me, is to let me know, you are rebelling against me. That means there was something in you that was supposed to, that I was supposed to continue to be working on, and I have neglected working on those things in me to make my focus college, job, family, big home, money. My pursuit of this has stopped me from working on any of the things that was in my spirit. It's like the Father showed, let me say this. The Father showed me I have a grudge against my brother. Case in point, I left the truth because I had a grudge against this brother or that sister, right? So instead of me going and working on that relationship, I'm trying to get by me a big house. Because me buying that big house is going to make me feel good about me. Or me getting my college degree makes me feel good. See, I achieved. I didn't need that person. I got where I got. I didn't need this person. The Father's like, nah, that person, being at peace with this person, fixing this is important to me. That is what I was expecting of you. You got the big house. Beautiful. But what about that relationship with you and your brother? Did you fix that? You got that, you went and got that job. Beautiful. But where are you in order with your husband? You see what I'm saying? Is there peace at home with your family? Is there peace in the camp that you're with? Yeah, are you even with the camp? No, around anybody. I'm not even around nobody because I have these things in me that cause me not to be around. But I justify myself not being around, and I do other things to make me feel good about who I am, rather than saying, damn, okay, I know where the root of my bitterness and anger is. Let me go fix that relationship with my brother. That's only going to make it sweeter when I am doing these other things. Thank you. That's why I'm saying the neglect of that thing that I'm supposed to be, that the Father want me to fix, I'll neglect that to give myself to all these other things that make me feel like I don't need that because look what I'm doing. Look what I'm accomplishing.
Hold on. Like you said, if you did work on these things in yourself or you're working on, like just learning the Bible, you're learning through the Bible, whatever you're doing otherwise, it'd be sweeter because you're already doing the right thing.
Right.
So that's where I was getting confused. I'm wondering, okay, so are we saying it's wrong to go to college? Is it wrong to those places? Not, but it's not right either because if you're not working on yourself through the Bible, you're not getting anything.
It's worthless. It's worthless. You can't take that college degree to the kingdom, but you can take that relationship. So you always have to look at one thing. The Father's looking at this. All the things that we're doing here are secondary. Do you pay your bills? Yes. But those bills can't bring you to the kingdom. Does not make it does. It's only showing you. I know that the things in me, the sicknesses that are in me, the wounds that are in me, the hurt that's in me, I'm supposed to be getting rid of that. I know where I've been hurt because my whole life altered because of that. But you know what I keep doing? I keep trying to work past it and just go on with my life. And the problem is, I don't want you to go on. I want you to fix this in you. Change this about you, then go forward.
Basically, you work a whole hard day. You work hard day. So it's like that would be other activities, not the Bible, but just getting through your day-to-day, doing what you have to do.
Right.
You come home dirty. Instead of going to take a shower or clean yourself, you're just like, no, I got I got more work I got to do tomorrow. I got to get a sleep.
Or you know what it's like going up, being on the truck and you work with a brother and y'all fight all day. We got the job done. Right. There you go. But we fought all day and freak it up and go to work every day. Like, oh, but I'm getting this money. I ain't worried about it. I'm going to get this money. And most are like, no. Fix that relationship with you and him. While y'all doing it, this is what we should be doing.
Their relationship will look to be good, because if you're a bad one, eventually you're going to have a big blowout. So far, it's happened on for us in the trucks, happened to everybody. Everyone just thinks, well, I'm going to ignore whatever's going on between these guys. I'm just going to keep working until they have some sort of hitch up and they blow up.
So the Most High looking at, you're not honoring me. You're not honoring anything if you don't do this first. We don't understand that there are, the Father looking at one thing. I'm going to share this with everybody listening. The Father's looking at the wounds. He's looking at the relationships. I'm looking at things that you should have been fixing with people. Listen, we're forgetting one thing. If serving the Father is a spiritual thing, like the Most High said, the Most High is the Spirit, and they that worship him was worship him in spirit and in truth. That means it's your mind. The Father's looking at where your head is at. He looks at the anger that's in you. He looks at where your thoughts are at. That's what he's judging. I got a defiled mind. I got a negative outlook. I have hatred and anger towards other people. These are the things that the Father's looking at, and he's looking at it and saying, these are the things that defile you. This is what rebellion is. Verse 5 says, why should ye be stricken anymore? Why keep putting yourself every morning, every night? I still am unhappy. No matter what, I'm still, why you keep doing it to yourself? That's the question he's asking. Why do you continue to live like that with that anger, that bitterness, and everything else in your heart? Why will you be stricken anymore? He said, you will revolt more and more. And we keep going the opposite more and more. We keep finding somebody not to like, somebody to have a problem with. More and more, so all we do is every day I'm looking for something or someone to have there be a problem. And now I have a problem with this. I have a problem with this. The Father's like, why would you do that? That's what we read, right? He said, the whole head is sick. He said, the whole heart is faint, it's weak. From the soles of the feet, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. You make no sense. There's no joy. Every day, all I give my mind to is unhappiness. I looked for a fight. I'm looking for for me to be mad or bitter about this. And one problem I had, all it does is I tie that in to the next person. And I tie this one to this person. And all it is, I'm just unhappy. Right. Don't you call it right? Because you look at, with the world we live in, it's only pretty, the world's going to get worse, but we haven't fixed any of these relationships. These are the times that I would be mad if the Most High's looking at what's in me. Then I'm going to go fix this relationship. I'm going to go fix that relationship. I'm going to go unify with my brother again because I need him. Because I'm out here in this wicked world alone. You know the sad part? When the lights finally go off, the internet and the video games and the TV movies and everything else that we go to, when that's simply shut down, that's when you're going to realize that you only put yourself in a position of being alone. You pushed away every Spirit, that would have helped. Everyone that would have had a relationship with you, I pushed that away. Because I didn't make, in my mind, the things I do just don't make sense. They don't benefit anything. But I tell myself, this is life. I'm happy. It says, I'm gonna jump down to verse 6 now. From this, Isaiah 1 and 6, from the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises. And we know in our mind, what's in our mind? We've been from this world, the only thing that we're full of is wounds. We've been bruised, from my ego being bruised, to our feelings being hurt, to the anger that's in us, that's all that's there. Wounds, bruises, and then the most I call them, and putrefying sores. Those sores that stink, Those things that they make up you, they just look foul in your character. This is what the Father sees. They have not been closed. This is what he sees. You wounded. You got your feelings got hurt. You mad. But you didn't close that wound. You didn't heal it. You went on to school, but you didn't heal that wound. You went on to another congregation, but you didn't heal that wound. You didn't mend that. You moved on to the next state, but you didn't heal that wound. You never mended that. It says, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mortified with ointment. And because of that, verse 7, your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughters of Zion, your women, is left as a cottage in a vineyard, unprotected, as a lodge in the garden of cucumbers. There ain't even a thorn bush to protect them. We don't have no great men. We don't have an army. We don't have no brotherhood. We don't have any of those things. But we got, I got money in my pocket, though. I do got the degree. I got a car. I got a home. But the Father looked at me and said, man, but you, the one thing that you were supposed to work on, that I was expecting, was the wounds to be healed. So the wound is, It's that thing, that anger, that thing that I hold on to that still angers me. That thing that I never fixed in me. The thing that I never forgave. But I held on to, and this has been a part of my character. Those are those wounds. But now this is starting to affect our nation. Verse 9. Except the Most High, except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been as unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom, and it says, give ear unto the law of your power, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord. I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of the lamb, or of the goat. When ye come to appear before me, who have required this at your hand to tread my court? Bring no more vain oblations. He said, bring no more vain oblations. It's an incense. It's an abomination unto me. The new moon and the Sabbath and calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meetings, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hate it. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, like you're going to pray, I will hide my eyes from you. Yeah. When you make many prayers, I will not hear them. Your hands are full of blood. What is he talking about? He ain't talking about you physically killing. He's talking about the fact that you left relationships. You left things undone, unsolved, unfixed. That's what the Father's looking at. Wash you, make you clean. I mean, you go back. You know what he's reading? I'm going to read the Bible. And I'm going to change that about me. The only two way to change is to go back and make it right. Go back with this brother. Go back with that sister. Go back. And now let me make this right between them. Let me heal. Because somebody was left hurt in my actions. Let me go fix this. And that's the one thing the Most High looking at. We keep moving, but we ain't fixing. We keep going forward in our lives, but we're not going back to fix anything. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil doing from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well. So the Most I'm looking at, this is the time when we should be now fixing, cleaning up, mending the mistakes that we've made. Let me go fix this. Let me go back and I see some of this person's hurt. Let me go back and fix it. As a nation, we had all these camps, all these different groups. You gonna tell me all these groups and all this splitting up and nobody fixed anything? This is how the Father looking at. I mean, when a brother split and started this other group, he should have went back to the brother that he was at one point unified with and fixed it. But the Father looking and saying, "Now, monkey, you think that I'm coming and you're going to be right? Oh, no. I'm supposed to, yes, but in doing that, I still need to be doing what? Fixing something. Let me make all the attempts to heal and fix where I may have caused hurt." Well, you know what the Most High does? That the Most High, well, even, that's why I said it's a nation thing. We all have to be able to look at the part that we play. We have to look at the part that we play and say, okay, what can I do to fix this? If it ain't nothing but reaching out, let me open up the doors of communication to this person. Let me stop shutting out or trying to move on in my life in a direction that I'm moving on in a direction of my life out of anger and malice. Yeah, the majority. How you doing it? Exactly. The father's not looking at what you're doing. School wasn't wrong, but why are you going there? Because I'm angry about this. I'm hurt about this, so that's why I'm out here cleaning up credits and doing other things like that. You're doing that you're doing it. At one point, you was happy working with the body and everything else because you had brotherhood. The people that, there was love there. You got angry about something. You left that group of people you was with, and now your whole motivation is, but I don't know how you do it because Israel, listen, we should have been doing this and that. No, you was doing what you were supposed to be doing. You were doing the right thing. It had nothing to do with what Israel was supposed to be doing or not doing. You was doing the right thing. You just angry about the fact that it was a problem between you and a brother or you and a sister or something went on, and you should have went back, humbled down, and fixed it. There should have been more talking instead of acting, more talking, more counseling, so that things could be mended. Because you know what's sad? Think about Christ coming back and looking at relationships and saying, why do y'all didn't fix that? I want to know why you went about and this person didn't fix that relationship. That's all I want to know. I use myself for example. I look at every thing that I may have done in this truth, the people that may got affected by something I did. Did you reach out to try and mend that relationship to the point when you in this person's presence, y'all can be at peace with one another? To the point when you go to bed, your mind is at peace because you went and you made all the attempts and had all the conversations to mend and heal what was the relationship between you and that person. That's our rebellion. We keep trying to avoid the rifts and the wounds and the things that go on between each other. We keep trying to move past. We want to open up a bigger camp and do all this to show the Most High that, Father, we serving you. The Father like, well, if you was really serving me, then why don't you go fix that? I make it simple on you. You don't got to bring me a new color scheme. You don't have to go to a different place and now all of a sudden you're doing a whole different Sabbath service. And I'm also like, wait a minute. Well, all that you're doing ain't wrong, but what about fixing that? That's a wound that you left healed. Unclosed. Right, you're not giving. He wasn't saying that your incense and your Sabbath, that just is wrong. He's like, what makes it wrong is that you're doing this over here now, and you know that there was a relationship with this person that you haven't fixed. Now, you didn't go on to the next place having fixed that, gotten that anger out of you, made peace with that person that you were angry with. So that's all it's doing, man. Everything that you do, the Father is looking at everything you do. The Most High is still looking at that wound that's still open. And all we keep doing is taking wound. We have one wound open. So we open another wound. We haven't learned to fix anything. We have not learned to apologize. We have not learned to humble down and just fix that. We didn't learn that. If I'm moving on to the next chapter of my life, I'm supposed to move on with a clean slate. I went and I fixed that. Not this. I tried. Nope. I'm going to keep going around. I'm going to keep being around you. If it ain't nothing but the Passover, I'm going to keep showing up to the Passover, give you a hug, say shalom. I'm going to do that. If that's all you'll give me, then I'll take it. Because I'm trying to do what? men that rule. But I sit in my house, or you in your house, and you mad, and I say, well, you know what, shit, F that. That's on you. You know the scripture about forgiveness. You know the scripture about this. But I don't do nothing to try to make it right. I don't do anything to try to bring about peace. The Most High looking at that. That is our rebellion. Now let me get on in this real quick. Amos chapter 3 and verse 2. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 1. You read Amos 3 and 2. And I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 1. And I hate the fact that I got to rip through this a little bit, you guys. I got to do this. What I say, Amos, no matter of fact, go to Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah, all right? Come on. Jeremiah 3 and verse 11. Read that. I'm going to read Isaiah 30. And we're going to try to slide everybody as quick as we can because I want to get to something real quick. And I kick myself that I started the time late because I need more time. But let me go get. I'm gonna get through as best I can. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 8. I'm gonna read that one first, okay? 30 and 1. I'm sorry. Isaiah chapter 30. If you write them down, it's Isaiah 30 and 1. That's where I'm going, right? It says, "Woe unto the rebellious children! Destruction unto the rebellious children!" saith the Lord, that taketh counsel, but not of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit. That means I'm going to do things to cover me, to make me feel good, or to make me feel protected, but I'm not covering myself with true protection. I'm not going to build myself up in righteousness or cover myself the right way. I'm not mending relationships. I'm not actually truly fixing a problem so that I am covered, so I am protected. I'm going to try to use worldly things to cover myself. So my school is a covering. My business is a covering. My money is a covering. This lifestyle, this persona that I'm trying to develop or create, that's a covering. They'll cover themselves with a covering, but not of my spirit. That, it says, that they may add sin to sin. Oh, it's one wound after another wound, after another wound. But I have this fake idea that I'm covered. I'm away from you. That's a covering. But the Most High said, that's not my spirit. That's what you came up with for protection. I'm just going to go on and I'm going to make a lot of money so I don't have to worry about bills and everything. I can have a nice life. That's your covering. The fact that you didn't go fix and do it the way I did, that's not my spirit. That's just your the thing you're trying to use to cover or protect yourself. That's not a protection, right? And all you keep having this problem after problem, angry after anger, depression after depression is one thing or another. One minute I'm angry, then I'm depressed, then I'm lonely. The most I like, that's the only thing that you're creating. That is what you're covering or what you choose to protect you is creating. That walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth. I keep trying to do it the way the world does. I'm not trying to cover myself and fix myself the way the world would do it, but I won't ask of the Most High. I won't go and do it the way the Father wants me to do it. To strengthen myself in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt, I will do it the way every other American, every other person I see on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram, I'm going to deal with my problems the exact way I'm seeing them deal with their problems. So how do I get over heartbreak in America? I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the club. I'm gonna go get a bottle. I'm gonna go get a girl. I'm gonna go do drugs. I gotta do something to shut my mind down. But I'll never go and just fix something. So that was. But you know what we do? But you know how we cover ourselves? I have this mind frame, like, I'm not going to let anyone do this to me. So I'm gonna strengthen myself by getting away. It says I'll get away so no one can do this to me. I'm not answering to nobody so nobody can do this to me. I'm just never going to talk to you again so you can't hurt me. But you didn't heal that wound. And you know what happens? The next situation, you end up right back here again. It's about fixing. Because obviously if you had that relationship in the beginning, you were supposed to be a part of it. And the question you asked was, do I believe that there are certain relationships that you are not supposed to be a part of? Well, I'm going to say this. Let's just take in the truth, right? And we're going to deal with just in the truth. Because it'll be like, I met a person that's in the Bible, and we didn't hit it off. We had problems, right? Not chemistry, but our personalities clashed, right? First, the way you think and the way you do things just wasn't. You weren't raised like I was raised. You don't think the way I think. You know, you are sarcastic and this is bad or whatever it may be. We just clashed. And in the heat of something, we ended up clashing. But that wasn't the relationship from the beginning. The relationship might have started out really good. We were brothers. We was a whole nine. Something happened. We ended up clashing. Now we're not brothers no more. Break up in the camp or, you know, a couple of other brothers that I was dealing with this brother. You were dealing with that brother. And we kind of went separate because of that. And we just stayed separate. And I kind of went on my way and did my thing. And I strengthened myself. I feel like I strengthened myself that way. Well, but that's what I'm saying. What I'm explaining is the relationships that I'm talking about, the wounds that I'm talking about, it was somebody that I truly cared about. Those are the wounds. That was a relationship that was there. And most I looked at, instead of you going and now looking at the Bible and fixing this based off of what the scriptures say, close that door, please, sir. And instead of fixing something, the way the scriptures tell us to do it, using the Most High's way of fixing the problem, going back and mending with that person. What I'm doing, what like most people do, is we take counsel. But our counsel don't be that we go to the Bible and we take what's in the Bible to fix something. What we do is we watch videos. Everybody's on some social media. And there will be something inspirational that somebody said on Facebook. It's like, you know what? They right, man. I get that, man. So are you watching the videos and pictures of people in the gym, and they're like, this is the gym, like, man, you know what? I'm putting myself back together. No, you're not. You're working out. You're building your body. But I'm trying to do something to make me feel good. And that's the point the Most High is trying to show us today. Right.
Like, we know, because we meet people, and like, well, you know, okay, I don't need to be around this person. Like, this could be someone who's doing drugs or they're a pedophile. Or, like, you know, some really on something.
But we go back to the class, the Most High is looking at how we rebel against him.
So that's what I'm asking. So when you're talking about the concept of you should go and make it work with this person, you're not talking about the concept of this person, not someone who's ruining your life.
That's my point. That person would never even gotten there. That person wouldn't even probably been a part of your life that way. What we're looking at is the Most High is looking at relationships that we started with. We had a relationship with this person. We were tight. We were brothers. And all of a sudden, we went from being brothers to enemies, and we didn't fix it. And that's a constant thing in Israel. Right. That's that spirit that the Most High is looking at. It was brothers and sisters that were at one point tight. And all of a sudden, from a course of something, that relationship ended, but we didn't fix anything. So that's when you get different sects that spring up that believe the same thing. All because these two guys, or these two brothers couldn't fix it. Or you get two sisters that stopped helping each other. Kids that grow up that was one point, they was cousins and they was family to now, I don't even know I'm supposed to talk to you or not. Because something never got fixed, and that's what the Most High keep looking at. And then we keep trying to move on, but we do the same thing that everyone in the world is doing, trying to move on without fixing what should have been fixed. That's what the Father looks at as rebellion. That's all it is.
Not as if people do that or something like, because we do know that sometimes there is like this past house and confess jealousy. There are some people you ain't supposed to be around. But this is only under the context of, okay, these people are even closer to their brothers.
Right, because the Most High put y'all together for a reason. And the scripture, gather yourselves together. Gather together, O nation, not desire. So if this person came in the truth, like you came in the truth, the Most High put y'all together for a reason. So now when things that happen in time or in the world or in the life you live that end up severing that relationship, I was supposed to fix that because it still comes down to the point that I'm going to go to the kingdom. And if that person goes to the kingdom, guess what I'm going to do every day? I'm going to see this person every day for eternity. What are we going to do? Try to get to the kingdom and I'm over here and you over there? That goes against everything that's written in the Bible. That's not what the Most High is looking at. We don't get to go far. I'm going to be at the kingdom in my house. You at the kingdom in your house. The Most High like.
It's for eternity. We cool because every time I see him.
Right. Yeah, and
that's going to be our eternity, right?
No, because we do that in the world. We think that is the way things are in the world. Well, you know what?
We think that means we're cool. Like, you know, we ain't got no problem. You know?
I say, hey, then Most High like, nope. But when he needs you, you ain't there for him. And when you need him, he ain't there for you. That is what the Most High have a problem with. And every time we gonna be out the window, we'll do this. We'll never speak.
The Most High falls fast. That's when we come in and I'm on my side.
Right? I'm gonna say way over here in the back. I don't even see you.
No, sorry,
you know what I'm gonna say?
The Most High calls Israel to counter. I'm gonna sit with my camp, and you gonna sit with your camp.
So you think about that.
Yeah, I know.
You think about the we in the kingdom, and the Most High, and the Most High say, I call the nation together. We gonna sit over here in my camp. You gonna sit in your camp. The Father, like
everything we do on earth, and you gotta imagine what you do on earth. Just imagine if you were doing that shit in heaven.
Right. So the Most High would look at this like, this is sick.
Uh-huh.
Like y'all sick. You telling me y'all the same people, but you think this is what I wanted?
Called a unified nation. And I got unity. I got division.
I got division.
You tell me, you gonna lie and tell me, well, we cool. You know, I'm with my people. He's with his people. We, you know, we don't bother each other.
And Father, we serving you. Father said, well, if y'all do it together. If it was about, I want y'all all to call on the name of the Lord. And Christ said, the Most High said, you know what, I'm coming back, and I want all y'all to come together at this time and call on my name. So we know what we have to do? We have to be unified.
Because it says, you think more beautiful than most has eyes than the unity of brothers.
That's it.
So it's like, that's
the... You know, first, hold on. He said the love of neighbors, the unity of brothers. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 25, 1 through 3. He said, and the man and the woman that agree together.
So all these things have unity in it. So those are the few things he finds beautiful. That means the opposite of most would be things he finds ugly.
Right. So you ain't going to get in the kingdom now. And hold on, we got a reader, I think, man. Brother Jordan in. Merge. Oh, is that you? Gabar, that you?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. You got a reader in there, so we can definitely use the reader, man. But I know you're probably at work. It's good to hear your voice. Good to see you in here, man. You know what I'm saying? You going to read for me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, cool, man. So we got you and Kyle. We're going to keep building on this topic, right? I want to go here real fast. Just hold a point. We're going to go here real fast, right? Don't tell check this out, Kyle, on that point. We're in Isaiah, right? Isaiah chapter 30. He said in the verse 2 says, that walk to go down to Egypt and shall not ask of my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt, right? Whatever, I'm just saying, hold on. I just saw something, man. Check this out, man. read verse 5.
Verse 5?
Yeah. Isaiah chapter 30 and read verse 5. And then what I tell you to get? Jeremiah 3, right? Get that real quick. Read that, DeMar, please.
Con, Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 5 read. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them. Nor be in help, nor profit, but a shame, and also a reproach.
Read on.
The burden of the beasts of the south, into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and old lion, the viper, and fiery flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them.
Right, but everybody said they ought to help. You know, you got everybody saying, man, vote. You know what I'm saying? And they got, it seems like everybody in the world, when you're going through something, when you need to fix and mend that relationship with that brother or that sister or that camp, everybody in the world is like, man, they're trying to give you this, or they're trying to give you advice on, man, so you should have never joined that group in the first place. They ain't never going to follow no man. I ain't never going, I'm serving them. I'm going to serve Yahweh Shai. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going back to church because I got more love here, love there. I'm going back to school. Or I'm going to do this and that. The Most High showing us, this was the same in Egypt. That's why in the wilderness, we want Aaron to build us a golden calf. If we was gonna come out here to starve, you should have left us in Egypt. But you can understand why that thinking was like that. No different than we doing here in America. So instead of me having to, I'd rather suffer and stay in America than have to fix the relationship with the brother that I have a problem with, to go back to working with him. There's got to be another answer to be a part of that group or be around somebody who hurt me. Almost I look at you like, you sick. You sick in the mind. That's what I want. I want you guys as a nation. I want you guys together. That was the way I was going to save you, like I saved you out of Egypt together.
Verse 7. Khan. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 7 reads, "For the Egyptians shall in vain and to no purpose."
They're going to help in vain to no purpose. Truth never about the Most High. Go ahead.
"Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever."
Read on.
"That this is a rebellious people."
Oh, keep reading.
"Lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Most High."
So as long as we keep sitting here, like if I'm getting this right, the bar, as long as we keep sitting here and we keep looking for help to come from Egypt, right? We keep looking for my Bitcoin money or my job or my degree or whatever it may be to be what's going to save me or help me. The Most High said, man, we ain't moving. That's the problem. He said, we're lying still. I mean, we ain't going nowhere. He said, Isaiah said, "I have cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still." They strength ain't to come together. I'm going to sit in my home and mind my business and watch my TV and listen to my radio and watch my news. That's what we've learned from America, to sit still, do nothing, and wait for them to fix the problem.
Yeah, it's just like playing a blackjack game, right? When you think that you right when in the spot where you want to be, you what is it? You don't say hit me. You say I'm stuck. I'm good.
I'm good.
That's the frame of mind. You know, I'm looking at it. You know, I got 20. I got 18, 17.
I think I'm on. You know what I'm saying? So most of us look at it the same way we do. Our strength is to sit still. I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing. And you're right. I'm going to play my cards. I'm going to play the cards I'm dealt. I got this now, I'm going to sit still. I'm in this position now, I'm going to sit still. I ain't working on no relationships. I'm not fixing anything. The world has me here. Okay, I'm good enough. This is good enough for me. I'm going to sit still. What does the Most High call that? Rebellion. Isaiah said, go write this in a book. Go write this down. Go write what you guys are putting your faith in. You think Egypt is going to protect you. You think Egypt is going to help you. Egypt's help is in vain. There's no purpose to it but for you to sit still, for you not to serve the Most High, for you not to go to work. Crazy reading this, right?
Gone.
Now, read verse 10 now.
Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 10 reads, "Which say to the seers, see not."
Go ahead.
"And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things."
Oh, well, y'all better get off in the street corners, DeBar. I don't want to hear it. Get ready. Get up. You know what we do when we don't want to hear the right thing? We get off the phone. We don't call. I don't want to hear the right thing.
Man,
get off the gas. It's a movie, man. I'm going to watch this in the movie that came out. I even watched them videos. Man, all y'all keep talking about the same thing. We got to serve the Most High. We got to get up and do this. If they drop that bomb, you'll be like, damn, what was that? You said they drop the bomb, and we not asking where the brothers is at. Don't teach me the right thing. Speak unto me what?
Smooth things.
No, I don't want to hear. Probably to have a brother that's no how to just be eloquent in how he talks. Tell me what I want to hear, man. Tell me that my degree is going to work. Tell me that, man, I'm going to get to enjoy my money and what I built. Come on, man, tell me this. I want to hear about this. I want to hear about bombs and death, man. I want to hear about shit burning and destruction. Tell me everything's going to be all right. Prophesy deceit.
Tell us lies.
Yeah.
I would rather hear a lie,
brother,
you know, for the moment. To give me that justification to sit still. Give me a justification to sit still.
Because you're going to be okay. Christ going to come. Listen, man, the Most High, we'll keep doing the work of the Most High. And Christ going to come on and get us. You know, it's crazy. You read. You know if you don't get me, you don't get. Why would you put a parable of the 10 virgins, right? In that story, it's about five wise, five foolish.
Yeah.
You know that story? He said, they got up and trimmed their lamp and went to meet
right
the bridegroom.
Which means, you know, they kept that oil.
He, brother, and had to use it to make
they
it
had
to
it,
him.
You know, they utilized it.
And you know, we doing it. We sitting here, we our strength is to sit still. We had no problem with COVID. When COVID came, we had no problem. We ought to stay home anyway, right? You know Jacob. Jacob was dwelling in tents, brother. Well, long as the internet was on, bro, we were cool. And you ain't got to pay no electricity bill? Oh, come on, man. I got free water and free electricity. I'm sitting back and chill a lot. And then when them checks came, the government checks came, oh, you know what? Come. Most God bless me, bro. The only thing that kept us doing is sitting still. That's the one thing that this society does.
And actually put more of our faith in the Pharaoh.
Brother, you there you know, go. We look at we
you know, hey, he gonna take care of us. He giving us money.
Come on, Gabar. We wait for Trump to get back in office.
You know
we wait for Trump to get brother, every black man in America wait for Trump to get back in office. You know why? Because the stimulus checks is coming back. Coming to get hard, you know what Trump do. Trump sees the paper. Man, I know I'm good by $2,000. They gonna work on my student loans. I'm gonna fix my credit. The only thing that we focus on is sitting still.
Well, go ahead.
I was gonna say that is the strength of this place, like to help it. I like what he said, for the Egyptians shall help in vain.
God.
And to no purpose. It ain't for you. It's for you to sit still. And we do a good job at that. They legalize marijuana, so we'll sit still.
Yep, but you can sit still.
That's all they wanted you to do. Not they don't want you to work together. They don't want y'all to mend a relationship. They don't want you to say, bro, you believe in Christ? I believe in Christ. Or you believe Christ coming back? Let's go to work. Listen, we can't sit still here, bro. We're going to die here if you sit still here. We're going to suffer more because all we're doing is sitting still. I'm sorry, Jamar. That's just fine.
No. That's fine. I was actually looking for something, which, you know, goes with what you're talking about. And, you know, the stimulus, you know, you find out what the definition of stimulus or
well,
to stimulate.
You look at that, and I'm going to get this. I'm going to read this one, verse 12. Therefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise my word, this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach, ready as a is that a best of breach, right? Like a
bat,
ready to fall. Since a swelling out in a high wall through breaking, it says, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant, and he shall break it as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it
assured to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit.
Man,
so
there's nothing to help you, man.
Yeah, because it's coming through a breach, which is like a crack, right? Like, let's look at the a dam, like the Hoover Dam. That's got a once you get a breach in that, everything is coming through.
Bro, we gonna be sitting here in America, sitting still, and what's gonna happen? This shit gonna bust. It's gonna fall apart. That's the only thing that's gonna happen. We're gonna drown in this shit. You were sitting still. I'm doing the work. You right? You are. But you're sitting still. You sitting right in the middle of this, son. You sitting right next to the dam.
Right. And just so that you don't get it twisted, it doesn't even mean like you sitting still carnally. You are sitting still in your mind. Your mind and your spirit. Your spirit is telling you everything is okay.
Yeah, but you know, there's a relationship. I was supposed to, the most I'm looking at, did you get up and go fix those relationships? That's what I'm going into. I put you with someone, I put you with brothers because that person that you had a problem with, that needed to be fixed. So you were supposed to go fix that. You were supposed to move on. But we do a lot of moving on. You would tell we're sitting still a lot. We sit right in America like ain't nothing finna hit us, bro. When I'm sitting, at the end of the day, I look just like my Facebook page. It shows all the pictures of me, you know, little times we meet, stuff like that. But it's just me and my family. Now, I'm having to depend on what me and my family are doing. My family can consist of my wife, my rib, and my kids. They could just be me. Now, while I'm sitting still and this bust, this society crumbles, like the script says about, it's going to happen. What's going to save me at that point? You know what I'm starting to realize? Tomorrow, a lot of us are just working and waiting to die. We're not waiting to get to the kingdom. We're just waiting for it to be over. Verse 15, for thus saith the Lord, for thus saith the Lord power, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall be salvation. It says, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. Not in money, not in the comfort that the protection that you think you've built, but in coming, giving the Most High what he wants, and then being at peace. It was at peace with each other, at peace in yourself. There are a lot of things in us that we're not fixing. There are a lot of problems and issues that we have with each other, but we didn't fix it.
Okay, go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
In returning and arrest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall ye be strengthened, and ye would not. I won't come on, I have an issue with you. You're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing. Like Kamal said earlier, you know, if we're gonna get to the kingdom, you're gonna be on your side of the kingdom, be on mine. You're gonna be with your group, I'm gonna be with my group. I give you that head nod, we cool.
Yeah.
We used to be brothers and boys.
I see, but now
we just got to the head nod because we cool. But we ain't got a relationship anymore.
Well, I think you should expound on the part where it says in returning and rest. Because in the scripture it tells you that actually to back up your class of what you're doing, this is not our rest. This is not our rest.
Right.
We're not supposed to be resting. That's not the rest that it's talking about.
Come.
The rest is about coming together.
Right.
Like on the Sabbath, the convocation, the fellowship, the gathering. That's what the Most High meant with us as far as rest.
Exactly.
Not resting in the mind frame and in the spirit of United States and everything is cool.
Now you're bad. You're bringing in the point of showing the way we do it in America. The Most High don't call it rest. He call it sitting still.
Con.
When we work to be at peace with each other and unify and be back working together as a body, that's us returning to the Most High. Let me say this. How did we start? That's what we have to look at, right? We started one body, unified. We understood what unified was. There wasn't no different camps. There was just one, right? There wasn't no different sets. It was just one. But we knew we started unified. The Most of the time, we needed to return. Let me return to the way he originally set things up. Relationships that started out, brothers that started out linking together where there wasn't no issues and problems. I got to return back to that because there was no problem with it. There was no problem with how the Most High put it together. You see what I'm saying?
Right. There was no drama. There was no drama in the rest.
Right. That was what the Most High was trying to get us to return back to, the original way I started doing this. I was cleaning your spirit up, and I put you with this other person. If it was Albuquerque, I put y'all brothers together. If it was Cali, I put y'all brothers together. If it was New York, I put y'all brothers together. Now you got to return to that. That's where the rest is at. It's in the unity. It's in the love. It's in being together. That's how we're going to be taken care of.
It's in the convocation, bro.
All right, brother. The Most High looking at, that's what we have a problem with. I'm going to move on and keep going, and I understand that the Most High is looking to take us as a nation, not as an individual. Only thing you're doing as an individual is sitting still. That's all you're doing. And we're getting stronger in sitting still. And I don't care if it's one or two of y'all. Y'all ain't going to be sitting still. You just found somebody to sit with. That's it. I don't care if it's a small group of y'all. Y'all are sitting still. You just found somebody to sit with. But that ain't where our rest is at. Our rest is in how the Most High set things up from the beginning. We have to return to the way he had done things and bringing us together from the beginning. He knew what he was doing from the jump. So with that, I think we ran out of time, Gabor. Thank you for joining me, bro. It's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, I didn't. I got here in the last 25 minutes.
No, because also I picked that on the notification because I didn't get mine either. But you know, it might have been because he sent it out. You know, and we talked on this about it. I should have reminded him. I should have asked him about sending a notification out, but. He do his thing. I'm proud of him, man. I love the brother, man. These shows and everything we do go on because there's always his dedication. Even in as you know, things in his life go on to everything else, it's always that dedication to the show. The show goes on. The show goes on. So I've been trying to, you know, match that same energy, man, coming in, taking this serious, and knowing that the show got to go on. You see what I'm saying?
Because we don't really matter. We don't really matter. It's about all praises to the Most High, and that's why we do it. It's not about. I mean, it is about who's listening, but not really.
Nah.
Because it's gonna get to the sheep that need it.
And you know, I'm saying this like I like one thing because brother, you know, we realize that. We always say something and talk to the spirit in the person. There's always something. Like, I learned something new tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, the spirit opened that up. I was like, man, I've read this before, but I ain't read that before. Not like that. And as the time goes on, these scriptures are going to make more and more sense to us because of the condition that we're in. So with that, man, we're going to end the show. Boy, you more than walk still on God. Need to hit. I love hearing your voice. But to everyone,
hey, I miss y'all too. Shalom, Kavod, Char, y'all there?
He says shalom too. He says shalom too, brother.
You know, I miss.